Welcome to the Trends. It's Neil Atkinson with Josh Williams. We've just done a really good 4 minutes on the game against Villa. I'll let you in on the secret. Something's failed on a technical side, so we're starting again from scratch. So if we sound like we've sort of said this before, that might be part of the reason why, but it was only 4 minutes, but it was really good. Things to notice from the Villa game in the match stats, first and foremost, is that pressures, Liverpool's pressures are high, given the fact that they have 54% possession, but the pressure regains are through the roof, 62 of them over the course of the game. And you're of the view that Emery just plays into Liverpool's hands. I don't disagree. Yeah. I see Villa as an opponent that Liverpool will eat alive, and I wasn't surprised Liverpool ate them alive insofar as, you know, in terms of the out of possession stuff.
No, I thought it was a really nice fixture for Liverpool to have, based on how Villa played. You know, I thought Emery set his team up, not necessarily set his team up, but the approach that they used on the pitch suggested that he hadn't even watched Liverpool, you know, in this season at least, you know, because the long balls that we've suffered from this season, the long throws, the set pieces, that Villa didn't really do any of it. They allowed us to just gain inroads through pressing. We scored a goal through pressing. I think we built confidence through pressing because they couldn't really escape. I think there was one moment where they escaped, maybe through Yuri Tillemans and McAllister's like tracking back and things like that. But other than that, generally, I think we just... we just penned them in, really comfortable game. I think we gave away something like 0.4 on the XG. I don't know what it'll be on stats.
Yeah, it's 0.4, but it's
so, it's just a really healthy, easy game for Liverpool, but I thought it was a team that kind of allowed us to showcase our strengths, basically.
But do you think, well, this is where, for me, the long ball thing's dead interesting, because Bournemouth came to Anfield and they played like Bournemouth. Now, that part of playing like Bournemouth last season involves using Semenyo as a weapon against a fullback, not through the middle of the pitch, but a weapon against a fullback to get out and go direct. Newcastle, I think, firstly, there was a bit of circumstance with the way in which the fact that they were down to 10 men, but I think Newcastle can be quite a direct team. You know, Arsenal were all a bit toothless at Anfield, which is ironic given where they've managed to end up so far this season.
Yeah.
But then from there, you know, I think Moyes' Everton aren't Dyche's Everton, even though he's got Beto. You know, I don't think they use Beto in quite... he's a nuisance, but they don't hit the big man. It's only really Brentford and Palace for me who we played, who were genuine long ball teams with a big man. And then United, this season under Amorim, have been pretty direct.